Ladybird Histories. Second World War Memories.
My father was not called up. He went for a medical and they discovered he had a heart problem. So he was excused service during the war. But it did cause problems for him. He was a clerk for the Lancashire Collieries and worked in Manchester, which was about 15 miles away. And he would travel there by, first of all, by tram to Bolton itself, and then by train. And I can remember when the bombing of Manchester started, we heard the bombs. And he came back quite devastated because he'd had to get off the train at the station early and walk through the rubble and the bombed buildings to his office in the centre of Manchester. And he was quite upset because he could said, I can remember him talking about buildings with flats, obviously, that had been bombed, and beds and furniture hanging from the walls. He came back quite devastated. We heard bombs. We were not very far for the first 2 years from the main railway line, which led from Bolton north, which went past a de Havilland aircraft factory. And they tried to follow the railway line with the bombs. And they were dropping bombs each side of the railway line. I don't think they ever hit it, but certainly later on we were taken and shown the craters by the side of the railway line. We didn't have a shelter at Markland Hill, but I can remember going under the dining room table just if there was an air raid warning. But when we moved house, we had an Anderson shelter in the garden, but by then there was no bombing and we didn't go into it. I started school as the war started. I went quite early. It was a very tiny little school. But when we moved, it was a much bigger school. And that had a brick-built air raid shelter in the playground. And we did go in there occasionally. Of course, we had gas masks. And they did smell horrible, quite claustrophobic. But my sister had a baby gas mask, which they used to put her inside it. They fitted completely over the child, couldn't go over their face. It was quite difficult during the war. Food was scarce, we were rationed. My mother was a very good cook and baker. She made all our cakes, and it was a case of make do with whatever you could get hold of. We grew our own vegetables. Everybody did. The gardens had to be dug up. You didn't grow flowers. You grew potatoes, peas, whatever. And my grandfather had an allotment, so he kept us supplied with vegetables. Also, he was very great friends with some people who owned a nursery where they grew tomatoes. So we would get plenty of tomatoes. And also, they had chickens, so we would get eggs. I can remember having duck eggs, which I didn't really like, but we had duck eggs. Clothing was difficult. It was make do and mend, you know. I can remember mum turning sheets to the middle. You cut them, when they got a hole in the middle, you'd cut them in half and sew them so that the holes were on the outside. You couldn't buy sheets, everything. You had coupons for clothes, you see. You could buy special blackout material. I mean, I can't remember, I was only four, but no, right from the beginning there was blackout. There were no lights, no street lights, and they were very, very strict. You had men going round, and if you dared show a light, you were fined, you know, if you kept on doing it. They would knock and tell you, you know, you've got a light showing. But no, you were very strict on the blackout. Not a single light, torches, you used torches. You had to. And you always had to shine them down on the ground. You didn't shine them up in the air. I mean, I can remember the air raids. But, of course, they'd stopped more or less by the time we moved house. But certainly, you know, I can remember hearing all the bombs and going to see an aunt. And not far from her, family had been bombed out. You know, we saw the house. But that was a stray bomb, I suppose. You did get odd bombs. But it's nothing to what Manchester had or the big cities had. In the May,
when the war ended. We had a big street party. Where we lived, the houses were in a kind of crescent, but the whole street came, and we kind of had, they put tables up in the crescent, and they just cooked, I mean, very basic. It was supposed to be a meat and potato pie, but it was a potato and meat pie. Very little meat, you know. And my mother did it in an enamel washing up bowl, you know, huge things, you know. And people just, you know, made cakes, and we had, you know, there was dancing in the street. I think we had fireworks. And the mood did lighten, you know, because of what my father had had with his heart problem. He'd had to do fire watching in Manchester. They had to do duty as fire watchers. So instead of coming home, he would have to stay and watch for the fires, you know, incendiary bombs in case they came down in Manchester. And, of course, it aggravated his heart problem. Being under that kitchen table, you can't be told to stay under the table. It really was quite, you know, quite frightening. My grandfather went out to see what was going on. He was that kind of man. He was, you know, he would go, no, he wouldn't stay, you know. My mother and father were quite frightened, you know. I think he had a job as a schoolkeeper or some, what was a schoolkeeper. I mean, he seemed, although he's well into his 70s, he, you know, just seemed to carry on living a very active life.